through a loss in your career similar to Saturday's as far as how hard it was on the team?
Not quite that hard. I mean, I think every college football player has, you know, that one experience in their life where, you know, they weren't supposed to lose to a team that they did. But you know, we just got to bounce back, you know, and, you know, give credit to Northwestern. They played hard. You know, they came in here with their backs against the wall in a hostile atmosphere and beat us. So, you know, congrats to them. And it was a tough game, and, you know, we just got to bounce back with Auburn this week.
How has the team, do you feel, bounced back from it?
I think we're doing all right. It was tough on a lot of guys. You know, we had to pick some guys up from Saturday. But I think, you know, coming in this week and game planning for Auburn and getting ready for them and, you know, getting the opportunity to go play an SEC school at their place, number 5 team in the nation, you know, they got hyped up and, you know, we forgot about the loss. So.
You talk about the hostile atmosphere Saturday. What did you think of the crowd?
I loved it. You know, it was not as big as some of the atmospheres I played in the Big Ten, but it was fun, you know, playing in front of a home crowd for the first time this year. It was everything I expected, and I loved it.
With you being one of the leaders of the team, I guess what has been your message through some of these early practices, trying to bounce back from Saturday this weekend?
You know, from the positives side, it wasn't a conference game, and that was the most important thing that I tried to tell the guys. You know, in the long run, it really doesn't mean that much. Yes, we would like to have the win, of course. You know, no one wants to lose, but in the long run, you know, through conference, trying to get a conference championship, it really didn't mean that much, and that was one of the messages I tried to get around to the guys this week.
What's one of the biggest things that stands out when you're trying to scout Auburn's offense?
They have playmakers, you know, on offense and defense. You know, Nick Marshall, he's a versatile quarterback. He played defensive back earlier in his career, so he's fast, he's athletic. The running back's fast and athletic, their O-line's physical. They're a complete team. We're gonna have to game plan and bring our best.
They seem to, through 3 games at least, be more willing to throw it, and that's because they have some more weapons on the outside. Marshall's developed a year. I guess how much more dangerous does that make their offense with that added element, knowing you can't just try to stop the run, because right when you try to do that, they're throwing 8-yard bombs over your head.
It makes it, you know, a challenge, and we're going to be prepared for it. I have complete faith in our back end. You know, that our DBs can cover the best wide receivers in the nation. I feel completely confident in that. And we're going to do our job up front, getting pressure on Nick Marshall and having making him to force some bad throws. And, you know, we're going to stop the run, establish that first of all, and then, you know, make him throw.
So. Is there kind of like a fine line between trying to attack them while also playing sound football at the same time, so you're not just trying to go after them and, I guess, leave assignments and some lanes for them to make plays?
Yeah, it's going to be going to test our discipline for sure. It's going to be a disciplined football game. And everybody's got an assignment. You know, everybody's got a role. And if you get out of your gap, or, you know, don't have your eyes on your man, it could be, you know, detrimental to the outcome of the game. Their offense is explosive. You know, and if you give them, you know, an inch, they're going to take, you know, 80 yards. So we're going to have to be disciplined, eye control, and have everybody on the same page.
Not sure how much the defense has watched the Kansas State tape from last Thursday, but I think Auburn only ran at like a 2-something clip. Is there anything that you can take away that you saw on film that you might be able to apply this weekend?
Yeah, you know, Kansas State, you know, they played the run perfect almost, and you know, they didn't load the box as much, and, you know, they let their guys, you know, they game plan them pretty well, and that's what we need to do. We're going to try to take some things that Kansas State did and apply it to Saturday's game, and if we can do that, I think we have a chance to win.
Deldrick Canty's kind of been thrust into the action with Dora's injury. How do you think he's played thus far?
I think he's done awesome. You know, being a freshman, from my own experience, being a freshman coming in and jumping in from an injury, it's tough. You know, you're straight out of high school, you never played in a college game, and you go out there and you perform. It's one of the best feelings in the world. You just got to keep going. He's got to keep working. You know, he's a young guy, and he's gonna have a bright career ahead.
What's it seem like his strengths are? What has he done well early on?
He's a disciplined football player, and he does all the little things right, and that's what I look for in our young guys, and that's what we try to establish in them. You know, they. First time away from home, you know, being away from their mom and dad, you know, they try to get the big guys and kind of do their own thing. But if we can, you know, keep them down, keep them home, and just make sure they do the right things. And that's what he does. You know, he does all the little things right.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.